In the gun is Hurts. Sanders behind him. This time, Hurts gives it off, and he runs with the football and keeps it and takes it across the five and rolls down to the two. And is he in? Yes!
He is.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
That's magic.
A great fake to Sanders, and then he kept it and ran around the right end and took it 26 yards for a touchdown.
Little sleight of hand, Mr. Reason.
Oh,
I think he had you fooled.
Oh, he had me. He had the Vikings fooled.
One of my favorite plays of the year, if you don't remember, because it was fairly early, a 27-yard touchdown run by Jalen Hurts where, yeah, I mean, he faked out everybody, and he powers his way those last 5 yards, cutting through people. So here it comes. Other than the coaching, clearly the most interesting matchup of the game is the two quarterbacks. Now, they're not going to be on the field at the same time, so saying it's a matchup is always kind of weird, but you know what we're talking about. Patrick Mahomes, Mike Sielski, recognized as the best quarterback in the NFL. Some people already put him in the top five. He has won a Super Bowl. He's all that. Throws the ball from every direction. He is a running threat. We'll get to his ankle, tender ankle, in a minute. Jalen Hurts had a phenomenal year. He's young. It's the first time. I set it up, Mike. You take it where you want to take it.
Well, look, this is the reason to think the Chiefs are going to win the game. I haven't heard anybody all week, whether you're talking about people who are here in the Phoenix area, whether you're talking about local media, whether you're talking about national media, no one has suggested that man for man, position for position, the Chiefs are a better team than the Eagles. Everybody acknowledges that the Eagles are the deeper, overall more talented team. The question is, can Patrick Mahomes carry the Chiefs? Can he be that good in this game? And, you know, I think it's interesting. I think Mahomes is an incredible player, you know, in terms of his intelligence, in terms of, as you said, Glenn, the ways that he can throw the football, the sidearms, the creativity, all of that.
You see he's working on a behind-the-back pass he threatens to use?
It may very well be. Remember that, was it Ernie DiGregorio threw that, like,
yeah, wow,
you know,
good pull.
Full court back, you know, behind the back pass. It's considered the greatest pass in basketball history.
That
anyway,
was to Marvin Barnes.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, look at Mahomes in his two Super Bowls. Yes, he was the MVP the first time around when the Chiefs beat the 49ers. He did not have a good game that night, threw a couple of interceptions. And then against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, he was running for his life that entire night. He was great in that he survived because the Bucs just dominated the Chiefs' offensive line that night. So, look, I get it. I think Mahomes is an incredible player. He might be just in terms of talent at the position, the best that I've ever seen. But he's going to be chased all night by Hassan Reddick and Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox and that entire Eagles defensive line. And Hurts is not going to encounter that kind of pressure from the Chiefs. I just don't think so. So do the Chiefs have the advantage there? Yes, of course. They would have the advantage against anybody in the NFL because they have Patrick Mahomes. But the gap isn't so great.
Ray, let me approach it from an experience and psyche and psychological point of view, okay? Because you've seen a lot of young quarterbacks in their first Super Bowl. Sometimes some of them have done great, sometimes not so much. When it's tomorrow, 6:25, and I forget the name of the country and western guy who's doing the national anthem, whatever, is doing it. And Jalen Hurts is standing there for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Jason Travis Kelce podcast. The both of them did a thing of being at the Super Bowl and when you realize you're there. And it was a great little thing they talked about, which was, during the week, you're really focused, you're practicing, and you're doing this, and you're listening to your coach, you're talking to your teammates, and so on. And then when you get there, and you're standing there at the national anthem, and it's 2 minutes, and nothing else is going on, and you look around, and you say, oh, bleep, I'm in the Super Bowl. It's a great little dialogue they had.
Right.
What's Jalen Hurts going to be thinking?
His job. I don't think he's going to be caught up in all that other stuff. I think he is just that focused. But you never know. I mean, I remember Troy Aikman, when I was at NFL Films doing an interview with Troy Aikman about his first Super Bowl with the Cowboys, and him talking about, and was played at the Rose Bowl where he played his college football at UCLA. So he was in a familiar surroundings. And he said, you know, that morning of the game, I was fine. The bus ride, I was fine. Getting taped, dressed, I was fine. Went through warm-ups, I was fine. And he said, and I went back to the locker room and I thought, wow, this isn't so bad. you know. And he said, and then they came in and they said, okay, guys, it's time. And we went up the tunnel. And he said, and I was standing in the tunnel waiting to be introduced. And he said, when they called my name and I started jogging out on the field, he said, I almost blacked out. And he said, and I almost thought, oh, my God, I'm gonna drop over right here in a faint. He said, it hit me like that, like a bolt. I didn't feel it coming, but it was there. Now, Troy Aikman is a pretty cool customer. I mean, he's not a guy that you think of as somebody
Hall
that's going to get real emotional or really caught up in things. He always kind of seemed above it all. But that moment almost brought him to his knees. You just don't know. If you were to ask me to guess how's Jalen Hurts going to handle it, I just think he's wired in such a way that he knows what's coming and he's ready for it. But until the moment comes, you just don't know.
So he's never – I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, to Ray's point, Aikman then ended up going 22 for 30 for 273 yards and 4 touchdowns. So if Jalen Hurts comes close to blacking out, maybe it's a sign. It's a good sign for the Eagles.
Very good pull, Mike. Nice, impressive work. We've never seen the guy phased. I mean, he is. Jalen Hurts is that guy. I don't want to say robotic because that sounds like a negative, but or program because that sounds like a negative. But he has lived his life waiting for this moment. He talked this week about how he was raised and his dad. We've seen him handle pressure situations well. We've seen him, including college, handle setbacks well. He's got the smarts. He's got the mindset. He's got the physical attributes. Everything that says that won't happen. But you've also seen it happen, right? Give me a quarterback who didn't do so well the first time there. Not that I want people to get this too much in mind. I don't want to scare people too much.
Well, one I know very well, Ron Jaworski.
Yeah, that's what the one I was thinking of too.
Ronnie.
Right?
And, you know, Ronnie's as tough a competitor as it comes. But, I mean, he will tell you today that day got to him. He's told me many times the very first play, very first pass play the Eagles had. He said, it's a simple route. He said, we ran it all year. He said, it was one of our best. He said, Spagnuolo runs a drag across the middle. Wilbert swings out of the backfield into the flat. He said, I looked at that play 100 times. He said, we completed it every time we did it in a regular season. He said, if the defense drops and I've got the middle covered and Spagnuolo's covered, I lay it off to Wilbert in the flat. And he said, this time I drop back and everything's there. But Spagnuolo's covered. And I'm just thinking, he said, I was so amped up and I had so much adrenaline that I just, it overrode my better judgment. And I tried to stick the ball into Spagnuolo, even though he's covered. Got intercepted. Raiders intercept it. They score a touchdown like right away. And it's 7-0. And it's all downhill from there. And Ronnie said, I know better. I know the mistake I made. At all season, I knew better, and I didn't make that mistake. But in the Super Bowl, with the excitement and my own level of wanting to make the big play, I made the big mistake. Yeah. That happens.
And he never got to get back, which is a shame.
And never got back.
Right, so that was that. We know Mahomes is great and is not going to be fazed by the moment. He's been there before. It will be a huge, huge factor in this game to see how Jalen Hurts responds on the big stage. Let's get a call in here. Rob in Glen Olden. Rob, you got a lot of confidence about tomorrow, eh?
Oh, Glen, I got a ton of confidence. Right, how you doing? What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, listen, 2 points I want to make. Andy Reid is one step away from being Marv Levy. Sorry, Glen. But if you take away that collapse from San Fran when they won the Super Bowl and when the Eagles beat him tomorrow, he has a possibility of being 0-4. Now, it didn't happen. He's going to be 1-3. But he could have been 0-4 in Super Bowls, if you think about it. In the big game, I'll take Sirianni. I'll take Doug Peterson over him just because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was a curious thing. If San Fran didn't collapse, he could have been 0-4.
Well, but he could have been 0-3 heading into tomorrow, but I hear your point.
Yeah, but my point is he's great up until that game. He hasn't been the best in that game. So
right, we need that Andy tomorrow. And thanks. Yeah. We need the Andy tomorrow who is going to be flustered in the big moment, who is going to do things that kind of defy logic, who's going to screw up the time.
Well, let's not forget.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They did come back in that game. They were losing that game, and they came back in the fourth quarter and won it. I mean, that game looked like it was lost. So you got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, and the one thing I would add, guys, I know you were speaking earlier, I think with Tom Kelly, about kind of the way that Eagles fans don't feel as apprehensive and nervous about this game compared to 5 years ago, and this confidence is kind of unsettling. I think one of the factors in that is that Andy already has won a Super Bowl. If the Eagles were facing Andy Reid in this game, and Andy were still looking for his first championship, I think a lot of Eagles fans would be looking at this game and saying, I can't believe we had this guy for 14 years and he never won the big game. And now we get there and he's going to win the big game for the first time against us. I think that's taken some of the edge off of the way people are looking at this game and how worked up they're getting.
Most people, Mike, not sure if you got to talk to or listen to Angelo this week, because he is still carrying that thing like a sword. Angelo's going to carry it. He's going to carry that one all the way into retirement, man. That is a grudge that he has held and is not going to let go.
Nobody holds a grudge like Angelo.
He's great. I think that was the sound he made when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Let me see. What are we doing coming up next? Coming up next, talk a little bit about the running game of the two teams. I think the Eagles got an edge. We'll see what these guys think. I'm Glenn Mack now with Mike Sielski in Arizona, Ray Dinger here in studio, leading up to tomorrow's Super Bowl. Hey, if this cold winter we've endured hasn't yet convinced you to replace your drafty, inefficient windows and doors, check out the great people at Guided Door and Window, because they can help. They're going to give you one more month to do so at the best prices of the year. Now, maybe you haven't taken advantage of Guided's big winter sale.